You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
We've got plenty of time here to really assess what's gone on over the last few weeks and what direction we need to go here for the opening game. And to be honest with you, we might have to ebb and flow a little bit after that opening game. Usually it'll take up until the bye week. I think it's placed at just the right time to really identify who we are and what we're going to be for the rest of the season.
Well, there goes Bears head coach Ben Johnson making sense again as we welcome you back into the Raheem and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I am Mark Grody in for Lales. Marshall is here. Marshall will be with, who are you with tomorrow?
Russell Russ? Dorsey.
The Dorsey is going to be in the house.
He has a lot of Bears thoughts. Neat. I'm kind of scared.
Well, and I left you guys the White Sox talk too. So good luck with that. I hope you guys enjoy it.
He knows a thing or two about baseball.
Yes, he does. I will look forward to listening to that combination tomorrow. I did, as you might recall, Marshall, and I'm not positive how I feel about this right now, because I was doing an evening show once upon a time ago. Adam Studzinski was producing, and we had you on as a guest from home way back when you were healthy.
Oh, I remember.
When you were a healthy male. And you came on, and we did the whole pick thing. I came up with, what, 10?
Too many. You came up with too many wins, Mark. That's what happened.
So I did come up with about 11 wins or so. I'm sorry, but when we're doing the schedule thing, Mark Grody, the fan, comes out just a little bit, and I'm going through the games, and I do make up reasons for the Bears to win games when we go through that exercise. But I did say that. I did say that. What Ben Johnson said that is spot on, and I say it because I feel the same way,
yeah,
and
may ahead.
Have even expressed it already. The Bears are a little bit behind where they thought they would be. And I think if you need something symbolic of it, I mean, the offensive line is set. We know Braxton Jones is going to be the left tackle. But if you want something as a microcosm of the Bears being behind, it is the offensive line. Because they wanted to, naturally, have that thing done quickly. You know, they talked about it in the offseason program, in the OTAs. Whenever we ask about the offensive line, want to have that done sooner than later. But it wasn't. And I gave the Bears credit for doing a real competition and being honest about it and not just plugging somebody in because you want to have your offensive line. It's not there. So they're bringing in Theo Benedet. They're moving Ozzie Trapillo back over to the right side. Exactly. Karan Amagaji has been dismissed from the competition. That's what happened. And now your left tackle is Braxton Jones. So I'm actually okay, it's there now. It is set. I'm just saying that is symbolic of them being behind. I think that even with the offense, even with all the new for Caleb Williams, and there's a ton of new, and he was hurt by last year's coaching staff, I think they're a little bit behind where Ben Johnson thought they would be. And finally, your favorite topic, the defense. might be, based on what we saw against one of the best teams in football, against one of the best quarterbacks ever, looked a little bit behind. So it doesn't mean it's going to be a bad season. It doesn't mean that my 11 wins Bears fan prediction won't come true.
If I allow you to revise that right now, what number would you give me?
8 or 9.
Oh, so you're back with me.
I guess so. But no, but you're more like between 6 and 9, aren't you? You wouldn't be surprised with the Bears. I would be surprised if the Bears won 6 games this year. And I'm not like going to go off on anybody who thinks the Bears would win 6 games because, again, they won 5 games last year.
I think the Bears can win anywhere between 6 and 10 games, right? But I think the first 5 games will determine what their ceiling is, if that makes sense. Like, if they go 1 and 4 in the first 5 games, the ceiling is probably very low. But if they find a way to get 3 or 4 wins in those first 5 games, okay, I'm listening. You have my attention. Knowing that their toughest competition comes later in the season. Look, that back-to-back road, Baltimore, Cincinnati, that's killer. Black Friday in Philadelphia? Stop.
Oh, Bears do not fare well in Philadelphia through the year. Some of the worst games that I've ever seen.
So understanding that there's these games that I just have circled as L's, like hard, fast L's.
I feel like they will win one of the Baltimore or Cincinnati games. I mean, I know it's easy to look at. Those are two excellent teams. At least it appears that they're both excellent teams. It's the NFL, though, and I don't think the Bears are as bad as they were last year.
Let me tell you something.
I think they'll win one of those 2 games.
If they win one of those 2 games, you know what that means?
That means you're going to buy me something?
That means
steak dinner, boom?
No. That means Caleb Williams has arrived.
Oh, yeah.
They can't win one of those 2 games without Caleb Williams being, for lack of a better term, a badass.
God, man, I hope he does arrive. Do you think he'll arrive this year, Caleb?
Yeah, I think he'll be much better in the second half of the season than the first half of the season, but I don't know what that means. I think he should, with a 17, not 16 game schedule, throw for 4,000 yards, but I'm not banking on it. I'm not putting any money down on it.
Why? Because it's never happened in Bears
history. Well, I think DeAndre Swift is going to be carrying a lot more of this offense than people are imagining right now.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be an easy 1,000 yard rusher. He might be a guy who ends up with 1,400 total yards, 1,400 plus total yards. You could see that, right? Out of the backfield, carrying the football.
Yeah, he had a strong, like, I'd have to look at the number, but DeAndre Swift did have, I think, his most, believe it or not, most combined yards last year, I want to say. Or it was a really good, even though it didn't feel like it, it's sort of like Roma Dunze having, what, 800 plus yards, maybe even 900, but it didn't feel like that because it just was so interrupted, I guess the word is, that I would use. But I do think he had a sneaky good combined season last year. And by the way, here, this is the Rahimi and Harris show. I'm Mark Grody filling in for Layla Rahimi. We the phone lines are open, folks. Like, if you want to, like, random Bears or whatever we're talking about, calls are always welcome at 312-644-6767. We're also taking your text messages. Same number, 312-644-6767.
Do you remember the Rams game last year? The Bears won that game.
Yeah, they
somehow,
did.
Some way.
Because, it's hard to remember the wins.
Because the Rams were not at full strength. They were down bad in the wide receiver category in that game. That game was early in the season. In that game, DeAndre Swift, 16 carries for 93 yards, 7 catches on 7 targets for 72 yards. I see a lot of that in his future, where he gets maybe somewhere between 75 and 100 yards on the ground, but then gets 50-plus yards through the air. And if they can do that consistently, I think the Bears will be cooking.
Here's the thing. That was the idea last year. And I remember watching in camp and thinking, and this was early in camp, and thinking that's perfect safety valve right there, because DeAndre Swift can do all of that. He is better. Like, DeAndre Swift is not a great running back, but he's a good running back in the NFL. I don't think last year was fully indicative of DeAndre Swift. And if we're going to give the benefit of the doubt to so many other players like Caleb Williams because of the coaching staff, because of the play calling last year, then to some degree we have to give the benefit of the doubt to DeAndre Swift as well. And so far, like, again, going through the game from Friday night, he had 7 carries for 28 yards and was featured heavily, even on the drive that ultimately failed on the Caleb Williams getting sacked by Chris Jones. 4 straight run plays. That's what I saw in practice the other day, 4 straight. So it does they are earnestly keeping DeAndre Swift involved and kind of wiping out what happened last year, I feel like. At least Ben Johnson is.
And I think that's the fair way to do it. I think the bigger question here, Mark, as we look at this Bears team, now the preseason's over, regular season up next, cuts between now and then, cuts in what, roughly 27 hours?
Yeah, and 50 right minutes? About the time you and Russ are, actually, I would imagine that you and Russ will have a pretty good idea.
Do you think
the
they make the cuts before practice tomorrow?
I think
because it doesn't make sense to have guys out there.
No, I think you're right. Yeah, yeah, it, which is always very weird for reporters when it goes from 90 to 53. Yeah,
I mean, it used to be a segmented thing, but now it's just all at once.
Yeah,
it's over 40% of you guys are gone.
Because it's really like when we go out there for these practices, you've got players literally spread out over 2 fields, and we're taking attendance out there, which is a bitch when there's 90 players out there and you're looking, is this guy available? Is this guy here? Where's that guy? Is he riding the bikes? And then all of a sudden it's like, there's the team. 53 guys. Congratulations.
A lot easier to take attendance when there's 53 guys out there.
A lot easier to take attendance.
It's like position groups. We know how many are supposed to be in each position. Yes. And oh, you're off on the side. Okay. You're not. Yes, it's very much easier. My question for you, as we discuss the
Bears. You got a question for me?
Here on Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. By the way, Layla's out today, not because she's taking the day off.
What?
Because she's not taking the day off. She's actually just working tonight. Tune in tonight for Chicago Sky Basketball right here on 670 The Score. They're hosting the Las Vegas Aces at Wintrust Arena. It is Candace Parker jersey retirement night. Big
sickness.
Night. Our own Layla Raheemy will be on the call alongside Kylan Mills, Alyssa Bergamini for the game. Coverage beginning at 6:45 on The Score and the Odyssey app. So that's why Layla's not here today. She's actually off all week, though.
What?
So it's you and me Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Actually,
are you here Friday?
No,
I think I'm with
not.
Weedsy.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Take the North partner.
Take the North on Friday.
Yeah, that's what Take the North Live will be on The Score starting at 10 a.m. on Friday.
Russell and I tomorrow. But listen, the question is, pretty simple. What did we learn about the Bears this preseason? You know what I learned? I learned I was right. Everything I said has come to fruition.
This guy.
Everything I said has come to fruition. We're on pace to do exactly all the things I said they were going to
do
this season.
Could you give us the bullet points really quick? Like, what are the things that you... Tell me all the things you were right about.
Defense, no proof that they're going to be out here world stoppers. Not a quote-unquote top five. I believe somebody was throwing around top five defense earlier this training camp. We want to be a top five defense.
Mm-hmm.
For the second straight
that's always the goal.
Training camp.
You're right. You're right.
And I don't see it. I hope top 10, I think that's more reasonable at some point. But also, Caleb Williams is going to take time to get to the level where Ben Johnson needs him. So it's going to take half a season. And that's why I have them finishing 8-9, 7-10, somewhere in there. I think 8-9 is my official because I just leaned on optimism and the improvement over the second half of the season. So they're right where I thought they would be. Ben Johnson is the head coach I thought he would be in terms of being an amazing playmaker or play caller, I should say, who has all these playmakers at his disposal. And then I'm still just wondering what the head coach portion of that looks like. We won't know until we get to the regular season.
And I kind of expressed my biggest takeaway that they're a little bit behind. And here is, as a matter of fact, here is the Bears head coach, Ben Johnson, talking about the first team offense.
Yeah, you know, it is disappointing to me offensively for sure, because I thought that we'd kind of worked our way out of that. You know, I'm still learning this group as well, because we said this is our first time on the road and we were going to find out what type of road team we were going to be. And, you know, if the first quarter was really any indication, it's not good enough. So we got to get better in a hurry. Good news is, you know, we'll be able to look at this tape and coach it up with our guys. And I think it's out of our system, hopefully, for us going into the regular season. But yeah, we got to make sure that we start faster on offense and on defense.
Yeah, and that's it. And it doesn't mean that they, just because, you know, Ben essentially is saying, without saying the exact words, that they're a little behind. I'm saying that they're a little bit behind. Doesn't mean they can't catch up. Doesn't mean that they can't make strides before the season starts. But he even pointed out, like Ben Johnson did another cut we heard, that, you know, you look ahead to the bye. Let's see where we are, because it's going to be a little, you know, a little rough early. You know, there's going to be good moments, but it's going to be time to regroup at that bye.
Who told you it was going to be rough? I did.
Marshall, you've made it very clear that you're right about everything.
No, so, not everything, yeah, but this specifically was easy to see coming. I didn't understand why you couldn't, like, and see, it's not Bears fatalism in this case. It's just, to me, common sense. New head coach, new coaching staff, a quarterback who early on they told you didn't learn much from year one that he could take with him to year two, except for, you know, maybe not getting beat up. Like, literally physically beat up as you take 68 sacks, third most all time. Like, David Carr is the only guy ahead of you. Two seasons of David Carr. That's all you got between you and history, Caleb Williams. And so, understanding you're going to have to be better at the standard operating procedure. And I think when he talks about disappointment, he's simply talking about that. Getting out of the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, running the play without pre-snap penalties and everything looking like it's supposed to look.
And not having just 5 seconds on the clock before you're out of the huddle and into your offensive set and the call. Speaking of the calls, it's Kevin on the Odyssey app.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Kev.
What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, so two quick points. I'm actually really happy that the Kansas City game went down the way it did, because I feel like we were way too excited after the Buffalo game, and I'm happy that they're not going in overconfident because there's still a lot of work to do. The second point, and I'd love your guys' feedback on it, preseason also reminded me, I'm still not bought in on Ryan Poles, because you have Karam Amagaji that's probably not going to be around too long, and Ozzie Trapillo was supposed to fight for the left tackle, and that didn't work out. So I'm just a little concerned on him being able to find talent, especially on the line. I'll listen to what you guys got to say.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, look, Karan Amagaji is a third-round pick, the name that he didn't even mention there. And the other side of the ball, his counterpart on the other side, Zach Pickens, another third-round pick?
Yep.
Yeah. Was he a second-round? Third-round.
No, he's a third-rounder.
Javon Dexter was a second-round pick. But, yeah, I mean, those are some fair – like, in terms of draft picks, it's been a rough ride in a lot of cases for Ryan Poles, no doubt.
Listen, there's no reason to say I believe in Ryan Poles other than he convinced a guy who told you when he got on the call he wanted the job.
Yeah. Like,
there was no convincing Ben Johnson to take the job. He got on – the first thing he said was, I want the job. The last thing he said was what? I want the job.
Uh-huh.
So Ryan Poles – the jury's still out, but the jury's definitely leaning one way, and it's not the good way.
Yeah,
but,
and the Trapillo thing, though, way too soon to be talking about putting Trapillo in that club of guy. I mean, just because he's not going to be your starting left tackle, which I was right about. If we're going to play the I was right
game. Yeah, tell me something you're right about.
Every time anybody asked me, I said it's not realistic to take a guy who was a right tackle for the majority of his college career and then say on opening day against the Minnesota Vikings in year two of Caleb Williams, he's going to be your starting left tackle. I always thought that that was a stretch. That does not mean that Ozzie Trapillo is out as the left tackle. It just means the coaching staff, again, is not forcing it. They are being real about what they are seeing, even if it pains them to start Ozzie Trapillo on the bench.
It goes back to what Ben Johnson was talking about when we just heard from him, as far as maybe, hey, this is malleable as a situation. We have a bye week that's very early. Things can change. Braxton Jones, to me, has a clear shot of being the guy until the bye week, and then things can change. Also, Luther Burden III has a chance of being a guy around bye week time that becomes much more featured in the offense, depending on how things go.
They were certainly featured on the Fox pregame show. I mean, 15 minutes worth of Luther Burden. Woo.
So understanding that is maybe just a look into the window of what the Bears have planned. When you talk about taking a guy that high, that receiver room is as deep as any receiver room in the NFL right now. The same can't be said about other positions, but you have to be excited about what Caleb Williams and really what Ben Johnson has at his disposal to start the season on offense.
The receiver thing is interesting. Right now the Bears have probably 5 locks for receiver, if you include Devin Duvernay in that. Which
I think you have to, because special teams-wise, that's why he's there, right?
And I think he's decent, too. But then you have all these other guys. We saw what Jahdi Walker did. Maurice Alexander.
Don't forget about Tyler.
Don't forget about Tyler Scott. 3 catches, 37 yards. So there are some interesting candidates for that. Maybe the 6th receiver. Certainly the practice squad will be intriguing this year. Coming up on the Rahimi and Harris show.
I'll just leave the studio. You guys can do your thing that you do.
No. We actually need somebody to break up the extreme tension that exists between me and Dan Weider.
I love healthy tension. I love the healthy tension we got built around here.
I do like that.
Just wait
that.
Till we talk about the Cubs again.
12:25?
Yeah.
You talk about unfiltered. That's when it's going to break down, man.
I'm going to tell you what it is and what it ain't.
Coming up next, though, yes, it is my partner on the Take the North podcast. He is a beat writer for The Athletic. He covers the Bears every day of his life. And Marshall, stick around. Weedsy is next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dan Weiderer, Bears beat reporter.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Weiderer said we would mention this.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Weiderer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Weiderer.
On 670 The Score.
Weedsy. That's who he is. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show. I am Mark Rohde, filling in for Layla Rahimi. Layla's is off this week, but we are happy to bring in my partner on the Take the North podcast. He is also a fresh, brand new beat writer for The Athletic. He's Dan Weiderer. He joins us on The Score. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Fellas, it is week zero. I could not be better. Week zero is a great time as we cross the bridge into the regular season.
It is on.
week zero in the NFL, very different from week zero in college where there is actual football to be played, but week zero big because roster construction is a thing. And week zero, a lot of roster construction, makeover, renovations. I'm just curious, Dan, as to how you see this Bears roster come together. And when I ask that, how many people will be on this roster in a day from now that aren't even on the roster now? Or not a day from now, but this week, I should say.
Yeah, I don't think they're in a position like they were several years ago where they were really, really active on the waiver wire. I think the roster is in a better place. They are not as high up in the waiver claiming system as they were a few years ago. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of outside help coming in the building. I always remind people at this time of year that the expanded practice squads have made roster cutdown time a little less stressful for everyone. That's people upstairs. That's the players that are involved in it. You get to keep 16 guys on your practice squad. And I think when I got in the league in 2011, it was 8. So you've got double the number of bodies that allow you to cushion some of the blow for some of these guys to get cut. But I think it's going to be really interesting here at the back end of the receiving core, at the back end of the offensive line group. I think there's an interesting discussion to be had at the defensive tackle position as well. And so those are things that they're going to sort through here and obviously in the next 24 hours and have themselves a 53-man ready to go for this next set of practices.
What is the interesting conversation about the defensive line?
Well, look, like, you know who your starters are. You've got Grady Jarrett and Jervon Dexter. You look at the interior there. You've seen some really good things from Chris Williams. You've got I think, Grody, really comes down to, do you want to keep Zach Pickens and continue to develop him, or do you want to keep Andrew Billings? I really think that that's where that discussion kind of goes at this stage. And the Bears are going to have to make that decision on the fly here, and they're going to have some long, hard conversation about what short-term answers and long-term vision looks like. And that's going to be one that I think it's a challenge for Ben and Ryan in collaboration to get to the end of that decision.
Dan, maybe I misheard you, but you said Andrew Billings.
Yeah, too.
Are you saying Andrew Billings' roster spot is in jeopardy?
I wouldn't be stunned just because, look, like, you've got a day two draft pick in Shamar Turner who's going to have a roster spot. You have Dexter. You have Grady Jarrett. They really believe in Chris Williams, and so I really do think it's a question on whether Billings is the ideal fit for Dennis Allen, and if not, do you try to continue to see through the development of Zach Pickens, which to this point has been disappointing. Yeah, that's one of those ones that I think is probably ear-catching and eye-opening,
yeah.
And we'll see how they get to the end of that discussion.
So that's more about scheme and Dennis Allen than anything else.
No question.
Okay.
No question. And it's about, you know, it's about age and about where you want to. Andrew Billings is 30 years old and in year 9. And you know, you're just trying to figure out what your long-term future looks like as well.
Yeah, I got to be honest. That's a little bit surprising, but you lay it out well. I'd still be a little surprised if Billings goes, but who knows?
Grody, the hard part of that is, you know, Shamar Turner, who you drafted obviously to be an interior guy to help you out, hasn't practiced really at all and hasn't played a lot because he had dealt with that ankle injury from early in camp. And so that's where, as a coaching staff, I think you probably lean on what you know more than what you don't know. But that, you know, that's all part of the calculus that they have to sift through.
And you know, you brought up Chris Williams's name, and like, he's not a star, but look, his name has been called steadily last year. So I do like Chris Williams as a player. Just a little surprised to hear that about Billings. Dan, what did you conclude, or maybe that's a bad word to use, what did you take away from the Bears' third and final preseason game?
Yeah, you and I talked about it on Take the North After Dark late Friday night.
I suggest people listen to our After Dark episode because Dan was in his dungeon and I was in my place getting ready to watch The Office.
And Grody, it was interesting because what you had was this contrast between the exhilaration of how that game ended and what Tyson Bagent did to put some feel good on the end of that football game. And then immediately you see Ben Johnson at the lectern in his post-game news conference, very agitated and very annoyed at how the offense started and very annoyed at the types of errors that derailed them early on in that football game. And so I think this is an issue here. And it's an issue because that wasn't just a one-off. It's consistent with what we've seen over a month plus of training camp at this point. And so the head coach, I think, is really pushing to get some of this operational stuff figured out so that the first play of the game isn't a fumble and the second play or the second attempted play isn't a false start, and all of a sudden, before you've had a chance to do anything that you want to do, you're facing second and 19. You know, and you can't have drives derailed like the second possession was where you turn second and short into third and long because you take a sack because you didn't have the clock in your head telling you either get rid of the ball or get out of this pocket and go try to create. And so all those things have to be ironed out because the margin for error will be less when they go play the Vikings in week one. And obviously the criticism will be amplified if the Bears have those types of mistakes in a game that really matters.
He is Dan Weeder. He joins us here on Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. He's the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. I'm going to pose something I posed to Grody, and I just want your take on it, Dan. The Bears' offense. I've got more faith in them getting where they need to be than the Bears' defense because I believe that they've invested so much with personnel, and obviously Ben Johnson is the play caller he is. Meanwhile, Dennis Allen, great play caller, but I don't know that I believe in the personnel the way I do in the offense. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, this may require me to ask you a question so I can get my brain wrapped around the
Marshall loves questions. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I do.
Because I believe that the defense is further ahead where they're starting right now. And so the offense, you know, is at a point where they need to catch up to the defense, and it's going to be hard to do. I do think that obviously you went out and you made Ben Johnson your target for a reason because you believed in him to awaken your offense. You believed in him to develop your quarterback. You believed in him to have the adaptability to change on the fly when things that he wants to do aren't quite syncing up with the players he has to work with. And so, look, like this is a huge investment that the Bears made in Ben Johnson to take them to that next level. I just think that the defense is starting at a place of, you know, competence that gives you confidence, right? Like you understand that they've got a lot of pieces in place and a lot of, you know, kind of momentum going into the regular season that the offense doesn't have. And so I don't know if I dodged your question there, if I helped give you a little bit more clarity.
I think the point I made to Grody was just talking about the challenges ahead. I think with Ben Johnson, his frustration comes right now from the offense from a standard operating procedure. Can you just get to the line and do what you're supposed to do? And then we can do what I want to do. But that's where they're having issues right now. Once that gets cleaned up, and if it doesn't, well, then we got bigger fish to fry. Then he's going to be in a great position to do whatever he wants because he's Ben Johnson. He's the boy genius, right? Whereas I don't know that Dennis Allen has the parts to be able to do what he wants to do against elite quarterbacks. And they got a lot of those on the schedule, hence what we saw against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so I like this premise because I do think that you have some questions to answer defensively on who is going to be capable of consistently creating that pressure and disruption on the quarterback in a way that takes some pressure off of the defensive backs who are going to be asked to do a lot with the volume of man coverage that Dennis likes to play with the press man that they want to implement and use heavily. You need people to get after the quarterback, right? You can't have plays like we saw on Friday night where Mahomes slips out of some pressure and then extends a play for 6 or 7 seconds and then just does the Mahomes thing, right? And I know you rattled off some of the quarterbacks that are on the Bears schedule this year. It's not easy, right? To get those guys frazzled and disrupted. Week one, you might have that chance with a kid making his first start in J.J. McCarthy. You're not going to have the same luxury against Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, you know, go down the list, Jaden Daniels, all those guys that have established themselves at this point. So that pass rush is a big deal. And you know, they paid Montez Sweat a lot of money. They paid Dio Odengbo a pretty good sum here to go be constant disruptors. And Dennis Allen's got to figure out how he can, you know, position them to cause that disruption, and that's, I think, going to be the biggest piece and the biggest challenge for him going into the regular season.
This hour on The Score being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants. Today, talking to Dan Weeder of The Athletic and the Take the North podcast here on the Raheem and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody filling in for Layla today. Dan, it's on the surface what I'm about to ask you, which came via texter, is going to sound funny and ridiculous, and there's going to be people that are just going to roll their eyes, but had a texter ask at what point would Ben Johnson bench Caleb Williams for Tyson Bagent if it's not looking good? And right now, Marshall Harris is rolling his eyes. I'm only asking you this question not to stir things up because I'm all about Caleb. But is Caleb just going to be allowed to play through it this year, no matter what happens, as if it's his second rookie year?
I think we could do 4 hours on Friday on this very topic.
Well, then we will. Because then we will. Write that down, honestly, Robbie. Robbie, write that down. Okay.
Agent talk.
Yeah, there you go.
I, I honestly think it's layered. I honestly think it's meaningful. Like, I'll tell you this, like, it's way, way, way too early to start having this conversation, but it is also foolish to be scared of this conversation because I think it's an important question to ask. At how long does Ben Johnson have his patience levels calibrated, right? And what are the target goals for 2025 as it relates to the team at large and where they want to go here with a head coach that said we can win and win now and with a quarterback who you need to try to make this right with. Like, you need to try to make this work with Caleb Williams. So that's where, like, Ben's whole balance between patience and urgency is going to be really fascinating to monitor, right? And again, it's too early. They haven't played a single regular season game. It's probably a good conversation to revisit at the bye week and then revisit when we get into November at what the progress of the offense looks like. But I don't think this head coach is just going to sit around on his hands and go, oh, you know, like, we're just going to give Caleb forever to meet and reach the checkpoints that we've set out for him. And so, like, because you now have a QB2 that everyone in the building believes in and who continues to show significant progress from where he was 2+ years ago when he walked in this building to now, that conversation isn't one that Chicago should be scared of. You should feel great about the things that Tyson Bagent has done to put himself in position to be a guy that can either fill in case of emergency or be an answer for you if you need, you know, a temporary switch of lanes here as you go forward.
All right, before we get you out of here, Dan, I got to ask you this. Clearly they are comfortable with their running back room. Should they be comfortable with their running back room, the Bears?
The injuries have created more difficulty with this than you'd like. We haven't seen Roschon Johnson since that, you know, renowned battle practice that they had a couple weeks ago before they went in to play the Dolphins. We've got Travis Homer banged up. Kyle Manunga's been hurt a little bit. Listen, like, there's another conversation to be had here about the things that the Bears didn't draft in April, and it starts in round one with losing out on Kelvin Banks by one pick, and then in round two, losing out on Trevian Henderson by one pick. And I think that if you had those two guys in this building right now, which would obviously subtract Loveland and Burden from the equation, you'd feel a lot better about this football team going into the regular season than you do. But they're going to have to adjust with that, and they're going to have to figure out what makes sense in that running back's room and what that combination looks like. I do feel better after Friday night seeing what Swift put out there, and I want to ask Declan Doyle today about what he saw in that regard, because I think Swift is very much positioned for a breakthrough year.
Before we let you go, Dan, I'm just going to fire off a few text messages leading up to a question specifically about you. I thought all these texts were pretty good. The one text, remember previous number one, Bryce Young, got benched and came back strong. That's from Patrick in Gage Park. Good call. Caleb deserves 2 years of Ben Johnson's coaching ability. Not bad. Bears versus Vikings. Start Bajan, says a texter.
That's all caps, by
bold
the way.
Letters. Yes. And then finally, this is for you. It says Weedsy. The text just moved. Weedsy, with the all-white cap, all-white headphones, in a stark colorless environment, is this a 2025 a space oddity? LOL. We don't happen to be... I don't have the Twitch up right now, so I don't see you right now. But what's going on over there?
Here we go. So text 1 and 2, A-plus text. You can give those texters A-plus.
Good.
Text 3, that's an F. We're not starting Bajan against the Vikings.
No, we're
that's
not
ridiculous.
Doing that.
Let's throw that out the equation. Yeah. Text 4, it's the lighting in here. I've got a gray cap on that's showing up white on the Twitch stream. I do have the all-white headphones, which is a new addition for our I'm in Halas Hall already, Grody, because I've got some things.
He's in a cubicle. That's
I got to take care of.
It's a cubicle background, Grody.
Oh, you're in a cubicle? You can't see you're not in front of the trophy? The 85 trophy?
We're here in the media room. We do the real hard work here.
He's working, Grody.
Oh, yeah, that's
working.
Right. That's right, just because I don't go to Halas Hall anymore.
If I get closer, you know, it's a little Chicago-themed Travis Matthew gray hat there. But
I can see it now. Like, I can see it now.
Yeah, there you go. That's the answer to that one. Let's not let that Bajan should start train get too far out of the station. But also, let's not be afraid of the conversation that we just started to have.
Because
we got 4 hours Friday to keep.
Let's
going
do it. Get out of here, Weedsy. Go get to work and then write cool stuff in The Athletic. We'll talk to you later, man.
See you, fellas.
Yep. Thanks, Dan.
Dan Weeder of The Athletic and the Take the North podcast.
I can't wait for the 8 times as long as usual Take the North podcast coming out Friday.
And look, it's true. This is the year where you could say, yeah, Tyson Bagent has improved. I've been one of those people. Like, I don't think Tyson Bagent is a starting quarterback yet. I don't. I still think about the ball even this year, a couple balls that he floated down the middle. The arm strength is still a concern for me. He can overcome that, but he still needs some time. But there is room this year for a nuanced conversation, because we don't know what Ben Johnson is willing to accept in his first year. Is he willing to accept that it's his first year and he gets the first-year head coach bye, so to speak? Or does he want to win, and if they lose seven straight games, would he bench the quarterback? We have halftime coming up.
We have halftime, and let me tell you something. We got a couple of topics about food is one topic. A restaurant has undergone a rebrand that has some people all up in a tizzy. And also, if you don't know about 37U football, Google it. 37U football. We're going to talk about that and why Weekend Warrior has gone to a whole new level that's coming up with more. Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody, and Falela on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It's the Raheemy and Harris Show. I'm The Score. I'm Mark Grody, in for Layla Raheemy, who is doing Chicago Sky basketball tonight. We talked a bunch of Bears out of the gate. We, of course, talked about the Cubs and their three-game sweep of the Angels and Kyle Tucker, whose bat finally came to life. We just talked to Dan Wiederer, and I think maybe one of the most consequential points of the show was made that Andrew Billings maybe on the bubble just because it's Dennis Allen, and he may see things differently than his predecessors, who obviously really loved Andrew Billings.
It's halftime.
Mr. Harris, what have ye?
What have I?
Yes.
I got a lot, man, but let's start with the barrel. You ever been to the barrel?
the Cracker Barrel?
I used to go to the Cracker Barrel all the time when I worked in Lincoln, Illinois. Shout out to Lincoln, Illinois. How you doing, everybody?
Listen, Cracker Barrel have been doing work for years and years and years and years, and they decided to make a change last week. And let me tell you, that change has people up in arms.
Can't believe Cracker Barrel would change its ways.
It's Cracker Barrel. It's very vintage. It's very old school. One of my best friends would be like, Cracker Barrel, you walk in, it feels like racism. And I'm like, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Wait, is it like, okay, this is an ignorant white guy who worked in Central Illinois in the middle 90s. So like when I was So it's a racist establishment?
No, it's not. Okay. It's not. At least not to my knowledge. They've had some class action suits and stuff.
Like, oh.
But who hasn't in modern times?
Folks, put your seatbelts on. This could be a bumpy ride.
Not even 12:25 yet.
On August 19th, that's last week, the chain restaurant announced changes to its logo and menu as part of a campaign titled All the More. The rebrand features new and returning menu items, refreshed restaurant remodels, and an enhanced brand look and feel, according to a news release. Customers got upset, so much so that the chain saw an almost $10 drop in stock value, aka 20% of the stock, in just one day. So, you know, it's got the rocking chairs, it's got all the vintage stuff from back in the day, aka Jim Crow and before, is what we're going to say. Now, look, I am a Cracker Barrel goer.
No, I am a Cracker Barrel.
Let me stop. I'll tell you this. Their pancakes are undefeated. They know what they're doing with those pancakes. I'll get the pancakes. They serve breakfast all day. And people are very upset. They're saying Cracker Barrel is going woke. And I'm like, what do you mean? There's really no answer to that.
Yeah.
It's just they took the old guy and the rocking chair out of the logo.
Who is that guy anyway?
He's just Uncle Herschel, I believe is his name. And so it's like a big deal.
Wait, what did they do with Uncle Herschel? Where did they put him?
By the way, Texter, shocker. The whites are scared of things anew.
So this isn't about, I'm gonna push back on that. I don't think this is about the whites being scared of things new. I just think this is about older people.
Crackers.
Being scared of things new.
Yeah.
Just older people. We hate change.
Fair enough.
The older you get, the more you hate change.
That's true.
And everybody just needs to take a deep breath and relax. They haven't even rolled this out in all stores. It's, I think, 60-something stores they rolled this out in. And just word of it, spreading like wildfire on social media. And people love to complain about anything and everything. It just gave people something to complain about. And it's hilarious to me.
That is funny.
But also, next time I get an opportunity to eat some pancakes at the Cracker Barrel, I will be taking that opportunity.
Where is the nearest Cracker Barrel to the city of Chicago where you and I live?
I think it's in Indiana.
Is it really?
Like top of Indiana somewhere?
Oh, yeah, Northwest Indiana.
I've seen it like driving. When I drove to Michigan, I saw one off on the right side.
Yeah, is it even a good restaurant? I've never been. I've never been to Cracker Barrel.
Listen, so it's comfort food.
Size of pancakes.
It's okay.
It's okay. But it's definitely a great stop on a road trip. Like if you want a good breakfast, they'll hit you up. The pancakes are undefeated, man.
That was where, again, when I worked in Lincoln, the general manager of the station was like, Mark, let's go talk. Where do you want? And then he was like, let's go to the Cracker Barrel, and we'll talk at the Cracker Barrel.
That. That's a good talk right there.
It was the Cracker
Barrel. That's a good talk.
We want you to do sales as well. And, so we'd like you to do play-by-play and the morning show. Can you handle all that for $25,000 a year? Absolutely I can, sir.
So my message is, get over it, everybody. It's an update. People update all the time. Now, I will say this. The new look on the interior is very bland and very vanilla. So it looks like something that could be like, if it goes under, something else could move in there quickly. And I don't know what the private equity situation is with Cracker Barrel, but private equity is scary all over the place. So it's maybe, are they getting ready to like sell a bunch of Cracker Barrels and turn a profit?
A lot of people saying there's a Cracker Barrel by Great America. So if you want to go to Gurnee, if we want to take a show trip to Gurnee,
we tried that already. Everybody was not down.
We could pop on the Raging Bull and then go to Cracker Barrel. I think that sounds like a plan.
Okay, that's good. It's nap time. All right, we're running out of time here, but I had to let you know. 37U football is a thing. If you didn't have time to Google it, let me tell you exactly what it is. 37U football is this thing that is wrecking people's lives. This league has been started, a football league for players 37 and up.
Tackle football.
Usually you think like 12U is 12 and under, right? Yes, full tackle football pads. And it went viral because a 60-year-old football player has gone viral after suffering a serious injury while playing in a new viral league for older men. This guy tore his ACL, and there's video. and it's bad. And guys, stop playing 37U, and they also have a 40U league, 40 and up football. God, what are you doing?
I got to tell you, man, maybe when I was 37, I might have been tempted to join, because one of my, I wouldn't call it a regret. One of the things that I wrestled with in high school was I did want to try out for football. Now, I went the complete opposite. I was in band for 4 years, so I chose marching band. I know, it's the weirdest thing in the world. Over football with strong suggesting from the parents, just because parents don't like their kids to play tackle football at a large high school
right.
that I went to. So I've always had this little bit of, what if I put the pads on, man? So I think that I would be a threat to play in the 37U league if I was 37, which
I
am.
You got good size on you, so yeah.
I got a little size, and believe it or not, you know, I thought I was pretty good at playing tackle football in the yards. You know what I'm saying?
These teams have had media days, and that's how I kind of first got started. People publicly aware of this. They even have like WAGs out here, wives and girlfriends. One woman even copied a day in the life trend, filming herself bragging about her 37U defensive lineman boyfriend while proudly rocking his jersey. They are out here. They are doing things. 37U football, if you don't know about it, Google it. Go on social media. The TikToks are out there. The Instagram reels are out there. Whew, a lot going on.
I love it. I support 37U because I could have been you. When we return on the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Rohde, filling in for Layla, let's do it, man. Time for 5 on it on the score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.